You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're spending the past hour updating a strong atmospheric river across the state. Since the storm coverage is developing, a reminder that Insight airs live at noon with a rebroadcast at 7 p.m. There are power outages which have been reported all over the place. At its peak, more than 200,000 SMUD customers and more than 1 million PG&E customers went without power, and crews are working around the clock to get people back online. We're going to hear from PG&E in just a moment, but first, joining us is SMUD. Gamaliel Ortiz is a public information specialist with SMUD. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking the time.
Hi, Vicky. Good afternoon.
So I know at its peak within the last, 12 to 16 hours, more than 200,000 SMUD customers were impacted without power. Where does that stand now at noon on a Monday?
Yeah, that's right, Vicky. This was a powerful storm with very powerful winds, with gusts over 65 miles per hour for several hours at a time, causing a lot of damage. Right now, we stand about 27,000 customers without power. Crews are continuing to work at full capacity to assess, troubleshoot, and then get that power back on.
So that's more than 85% of power restored to SMUD customers, in less than 24 hours. When you look at the damage, was the brunt of the damage caused by trees, or what can you amount it to?
Yeah, so those winds cause a lot of damage. Currently, we are assessing about 40 poles that are down, more than 360 wires that are down, and about 80 job sites currently being worked. That is likely to expand as SMUD focuses now on the more scattered outages that impact the fewer amount of customers.
Yeah, and I know those scattered outages, sometimes they require, I think as you guys say, complex tree work before repairs can be made. If you are one of those 27,000 customers that is still without power, what do you want them to know?
Yeah, so SMUD prioritizes restoration based on if it is a public safety issue. SMUD will go after that first. And then it goes to the larger outages, considering hospitals, critical water pumps, and also facilities with big community impact. And then we go to the smaller outages. We still have to assess some of these outages. So we encourage customers to please stay patient with us, sign up for alerts to stay notified about the latest information. And please go to our website as well to learn more about safety tips and other information related to these outages.
I know that y'all had trouble with your website yesterday, especially at the peak of those power outages. How is your website working today when it comes to reporting an outage or getting a status check on your area?
That's correct. Some outage maps were unavailable for some time yesterday, but they were always available on the app. Everything is up and running now. Folks can take a look and see when the outage might be restored and also see a cause for that outage. But again, SMUD is doing a lot of assessments still, especially in those scattered areas where the smaller outages are happening right now.
Given that it was forecasted that this was going to be a major storm several days in advance, what preparations did SMUD put in place?
Absolutely. SMUD prepares year-round for these type of events. Last year's massive storm was a measuring stick, really, for SMUD to learn about what is possible with these types of storms. So SMUD does maintenance of equipment and also vegetation management to ensure that we're reducing the possibility of any storm-related damage from occurring as that wind picks up and throws branches and tree limbs into infrastructure such as power lines. Day to day, we are closely watching the forecast. As you can imagine, Friday and Saturday, we were very closely watching what was going to happen. And as those winds projections increased, SMUD ramped up, boosted its staffing, and got more folks on call ready to respond to these outages.
If someone is dealing with a downed tree right now, and maybe it has destroyed part of their property, a vehicle, what is SMUD's role in managing the health of trees? We've got a lot of trees in Sacramento.
Absolutely. There are a lot of trees here, as you say. SMUD does year-round maintenance of vegetation. SMUD works with customers as well. If there is a potential issue with their vegetation, we also ask customers to please call SMUD if they have any outages at their home and report it as soon as possible so we have a fuller picture of what's going on the ground. We have a lot of crews right now who are doing that vegetation work, a lot of cleanup work, so some customers can expect to see those folks come around soon.
Given that at its peak, you had 200,000 customers without power, you were telling us that at its peak, wind gusts were over 65 miles an hour. How does this compare to last year's atmospheric rivers?
So I think the biggest difference as right now is that last year it was repetitive. It was storm after storm. Yet the powerful winds are still the same during this storm. So that caused a lot of damage for our crews. In fact, there were some moments when crews had to kind of hold back a little bit on their assessments and restoration efforts because it was just a little too unsafe to be working as those winds really picked up.
When it comes to the number of people without power yesterday and overnight, I mean, how does it compare to prior year? Is 200,000 customers, is that a lot?
It is a lot. Last year, there were about 600,000 customers, and within 24 hours, SMUD was able to restore about 95% of those customers. So we're really working hard again this year through preparation and through proactive action to make sure that we're working quickly and safely to restore power.
When do you think you'll have power restored to the remaining customers who are without power?
As I mentioned, we're still doing assessments, so that could vary based on what we find. There are still a lot of scattered outages that are affecting a smaller number of customers. Every customer is important, but as priorities go, we want to make sure we tackle this public safety issue first and then move on down to the scattered outages. We'll have updates as the day progresses on those.
Do you have an idea if it could take days or even weeks, just so if this is a person listening who's being impacted, they know how to prepare?
Yeah, so we will be reaching out to customers individually in the event that those outages are prolonged. At this time, we're still doing assessments and we're doing our best to communicate with customers so they are fully aware and so they could also make plans.
Given that it's still the winter, this isn't may not be the only storm. What do you want people to keep in mind to stay prepared for next time?
Absolutely. Please visit smud.org to learn more about safety tips. We have information there about how to prepare a basic safety kit in the event that you do experience a prolonged outage. We have our map that has a lot of information and some other tips on there for folks to just stay safe and inform during these outages.
And how is SMUD preparing? I know you are still in the thick of repairing and restoring power, but how are you preparing for the next round of storms? What lessons are you taking away from this one?
Absolutely. So SMUD has ramped up and boosted its staffing because we know that these storms are becoming more powerful as we learned last year. So we've remained on high alert. We have additional folks on call. We have a lot of staff members who are doing double duties as well, working overnight 24/7 to ensure that we respond quickly and safely.
Gamaliel, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
Gamaliel Ortiz is a public information specialist for SMUD, talking about power outages for customers in Sacramento.